Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. So we're heading into the holiday season. It's a time for reflection, celebration, fellowship with friends and family, and it can also be a time of overindulgence, overcommitment, which leaves us feeling more stressed than blessed. Well, you know this if you listen often enough. Every month we have our friend Dr. Troy Spurl on the show to talk health and the healing process, what it means to live in a healthy way. Well, today we're going to talk about how to have a healthy holiday season, how to cultivate a heart at rest while you enter into what can truly be the most wonderful time of the year. So Dr. Troy and I are going to chat a little bit, and then we'll welcome your general questions about health and nutrition, immune issues, all those kinds of things in just a little bit. I want you to know that God gave me this acronym, REST, and we're going to unpack that of how to engage in our holidays with some clarity, with being grounded in the grace of God. And Carissa developed this beautiful Christmas graphic using that REST acronym just to help you remember how to step into these holidays in a way that keeps you grounded. So we will be making that available shortly, and I'll find out how we do that in just a moment here. A quick announcement. We did a recent survey with about 500 listeners to find out what you like to listen to, what your topics are most of interest to you. But I want to hear from you. If there's a topic on Middays we've yet to cover, would you text me or email me and say, I would love to hear this topic. I'd love for you to cover. Or maybe it's a specific guest. So let us know. That invitation stands. It's an open invitation. Whenever you want to text the show or email, if there's a topic that you want us to go after, let us know. Not always a promise that we can, but we'll do our best. 877-933-2484 or email middays@myfaithradio.com. Let me tell you about my guest. He's a superhero. He needs no introduction, but I want to give him one anyway. Dr. Troy Spurl is CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing, located in Eagan, Minnesota. He loves God, and he's got a brilliant mind, and he's just a dear man of faith and a great friend of the show. We're so honored to have you every month. Dr. Troy, welcome.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes, again. We haven't changed the locks yet.
No, not yet. Every time I go to the front door, I just pull on it a little bit and it opens. It's crazy.
Wow, big surprise. Yeah. All righty. Well, it's good to have you. Well, you know this. We love to start by talking scripture. Do you have a verse you've been thinking about these days?
I do. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it'll be yours. And for me, this is something that as people go through struggles, and we're going to be talking a little bit about this time of year and how it can be a blessing for many, but also it can be very tough and challenging. And we know that just in the healthcare world, this is the time of year that 80% of people put their weight on for the entire next year. So the next 2 months is where all the weight comes from.
Wow.
And it's a lot of extra candy. It's a lot of extra food at Thanksgiving and celebrations. And so there's a lot of good in it. But at the same time, a lot of stuff can come from that. So we want to really walk into this season with intention. And when it comes to prayer, something that I learned that was a little bit of a challenge to me, or I guess it's part of the maturity growth, is that prayer is not just asking for what you want. And unwrapping this a little bit, you have to believe in what you ask for and you have to be able to receive it. And I didn't know there was preparation involved when it came to receiving prayer. You just don't ask for it. In order for you to receive something, you have to let it go, which means that you are trusting God 100% that when you ask for it, He's now got it. Now you have to prepare yourselves to be able to receive the blessing that God wants to bestow on you. And so there is an action phase that around you receiving it. And most of us are really good at asking for it, but don't know how to receive it. And so talking about this season and moving into this season, I'd like people to pray for what they want. God wants to give it to you, and then work on what does that look like in your life as far as how you're going to receive it. And then throughout the show, I'd maybe like to unpack a little bit about what that looks like in our daily walk, because I was shocked at how I was not setting myself up to receive. And it's kind of similar to like what you've talked about in the past about how you've prayed for a healing and God said, I could heal you now, but you'd lose it tomorrow because you weren't in that mindset. You weren't in that space to receive the blessing he had for you.
Didn't have the infrastructure for healing because I thought like a sick person.
That's exactly right. And so this topic today is perfect for that exact same scenario.
Remember, one of my sons said that his pastor talked about, you know, because his church is largely made up of millennials, and the pastor was saying, I love you, millennials, I love you. He said, and you're looking for promotions oftentimes, but he said, I want you to look at how am I promotable? So you look at the steps you want to climb up. I want you to look at the virtues and the characters you need underneath those steps that will support each next step. And I just love that. I remember Jordan drew this picture of steps of the next things he wanted from God, and then the things God wanted from him so he could get there. And I just, same thing.
It's fantastic.
Well, we invite you to call or text with your questions. If you don't mind, you're going to sit on hold for a little bit, but at least you'd be one of the first to get in, right? Or you could text your questions and we will get to them as soon as we can. 877-933-2484. So we're opening just with the conversation of how do we enter the holidays? You know, and in fact, I wrote a blog about this that will be connected to today's show. But so often, Dr. Troy, people wake up on January 1st. What a way to greet the new year. You feel toxic. As you said, you've gained all your weight in 2 months. You've because of overcommitment, overspending, overindulgence, you're under this weight of debt, of weight, of feeling toxic. But it doesn't have to be that way. So if we go into the holidays practicing some restraint and deciding ahead of time, I want this to look different this year, it actually can happen. So I wrote up this acronym that I just did the acronym. Now he has to do all the hard work and unpack it for us. So I'll read the acronym. It's REST is the word. R is remember and rest in the goodness of God. E is engage yourself, engage mind, body, and spirit. We'll talk about that in a minute. S is steward what God has entrusted to you. And T is trust God with the stuff that stresses you. So let's talk about R. Remember and rest in the goodness of God. Talk about the importance of rehearsing God's goodness, remembering he's been good in the past, and even what that does for you physiologically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say it's also remembering what he's about to do for you. And that's kind of where the scripture came from as well, as far as just believing that you have received. So he's asking us to see it in our mind as if God's already given it to us. And so the one thing that initially just comes from the depths of me when I hear that is just gratitude. And I'm instantly grateful for what God has done for me in the past, about what Jesus has done for us and for our sin nature, and then what God's about to do for me, because I know that I asked for it and I believe with all my heart and all my faith that he will do it, and I give it to him to do that. So the gratitude is instantaneous when you start to feel it and get that down deep inside. And when it comes to this season, as we get into the challenges, it's okay to pray for a transitional season where you are still enjoying yourself. Take the best. It's okay to ask for the best of what's coming up, but also walk out of that season and this season feeling the best you ever have. Both are possible because everything and anything is possible through God. And so making that prayer and then seeing it and believing it and thanking him for it as if it's already happened right now is how I'd start with that.
So interesting, too. Physiologically, it's so good for your body to have something to look forward to. So when you've got something on the calendar, you know, oftentimes you hear people say, I'm not going to get excited about it because it never turns out like I thought. Well, science has proven, even if it doesn't turn out like you thought, the anticipation is super good for your brain. So it's like, getting ready for your holidays, really, really good for you. But also, Dr. Rick Hansen, he's a neurobrain scientist. He said, staying with a painful memory longer than is useful is like running laps in hell. Conversely, lingering with a positive memory longer than is natural for you is actually very healing to the brain. So let's just talk for just a minute. As you're entering to the holidays, spending some time and space remembering God is good and he'll be good again. And as you said, he invites me to pray and ask him for the impossible. So part of my rest is I'm going to remember and then rest in the fact. I'm going to, seek him, ask him for what I'm looking for, and then rest in the fact that he is good.
Yes, when you rest in that, what happens inside our bodies is amazing. We actually can see our cells will, during stress, fold over on each other. Like a frightened child in the corner, the cells literally fold over on each other, and the receptors that bring nutrients into the inner part of the cell where all the workings is happening, they actually aren't getting in as efficiently. So people who have stress or fear, they're closing their cells off to all the nutrients that are around them and what we're taking in. Conversely, those who are in a state of love or joy, their cells open up. So when you're in the Word, when you're in that space of gratitude with God, our cells literally open up and are receiving the nutrients that are around the cell to help feed the cell. So when you are focused on the good that God is doing in your life, when you're focused on the good of the day, not the bad, you're literally feeding yourselves little bits of nutrients. And when those nutrients actually get into the cell, there's a little spark that happens in the mitochondria. So I want you to think of it this way. When you focus on God's word, when you focus on the good that's happening in life, it's almost like that light of the Lord is right there in your cell, because that's what happens. Under a microscope, we can see the cells open up and we see these little sparks of light start to happen in the mitochondria, in the inner cell.
That's amazing.
So that light is transferred from one to the other. It's from one form, which is written word and his promises, into another physical form that we can actually see under a microscope.
That is
phenomenal.
Amazing. We are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And look it, we're already ready for a break. So I was going to apologize for that, but what am I apologizing for? This is good stuff, right? So we're talking about this REST acronym, about how to enter your holidays. Let it be different this year. Have time and space to rest in God's presence. So look, using this acronym REST, we're just talking about how to stay grounded in the grace of God. And then we will open up the phone lines to take your health and healing questions. I see some texts coming in as well. Don't go away. More with Dr. Troy in a moment.
He put that hunger in your heart.
Kim and I are bopping in the studio. Dr. Troy is just sitting there not moving a muscle.
I'm focused.
All right. Not that we aren't focused. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening today. Every month we have our good friend Dr. Troy Spurl of Synapse Center for Health and Healing, which is located in Eagan, Minnesota. He joins us every month to take your healthy living questions. We'll be taking those questions in just a bit. But we just felt we wanted to pause and talk about, it can be different this year as we enter the holiday season. If we practice a little bit of restraint, practice some gratitude, engage mind, body, and spirit, we can get to January 1st, look back over our shoulder and go, you know what? I didn't gain all that weight. I don't feel toxic because I ate way more junk than I should have. I'm not in over my head because I overcommitted and overspent. And we're not trying to rain on your parade. We're actually saying there is a way to go through this season and have it be what you hoped it would be. Time with loved ones, time in God's presence, getting some exercise where when you taste your sweet desserts, they taste really good because you're having them in moderation. So we're using the word REST as an acronym, and our dear Carissa came up with this gorgeous Christmas graphic that we've made just for you, and that will be on the blog post, Kim, is that right? On the show blog post once the show is up. So we talked about R, remember and rest in the goodness of God. So Dr. Troy, E is engage mind and body and spirit. So my thoughts were read something that inspires you, like engage your mind. Maybe there's a book that's just like right now I'm reading The Pursuit of Holiness, but something maybe that stretches you or inspires you. Exercise a little more intensely and maybe more frequently than you normally do. And then spend time with the Lord. Make some space to sit with God. I mean, this is what the holidays are for, right? Is spending time with the Lord and soaking in his presence. So say a word about engaging.
So engaging to me is the action phase of this process. So
yeah.
If you're praying for a great holiday season, then this is your part in it.
It's
so
the application.
This is the application of it. Yep. And so a lot of times we get caught in what's called the drift. So when we get busier in life, we end up letting life direct our choices and what we do next. And so by engaging, that takes you out of that drift. Our culture is going to be flooding you with what the cultural norm is to do, and you drift through the holidays doing everything everyone else is doing. I'm just going to eat this candy over here because everyone's eating this candy. I'm just going to go do this over here because everyone's doing that. And I saw a commercial and they said everyone's doing this. And so we want to break free of that drift and engage with intention to seek the Lord during this time. And you will be surprised as you take a step out of the drift, you see other people gain weight in front of you as you stay the same, as other people start getting tired and more fatigued as you have increased energy, as people age faster than you as you just kind of slow things down. So step out of that drift and engage in what works for you. We're all so different, and I know who has the answer for you, God. So as you are more in touch with God, he'll help you with what physical activity you want to be doing that's right for you. He'll help you with how to fuel your mind and your body and your soul and surround yourself with that. When you surround yourself with healing affirmative words that just fuel your faith at the same time, there's healing in that. And instead of doing the exact opposite, because I really believe that our diet and a lot of what we have in our culture causes inflammation in our body that takes us away from God because it makes us lazy. It basically decreases our motivation to do what we know.
And our sharpness, right?
Our sharpness goes, our physical sharpness goes, and then we start hearing things like, it's because I'm getting older, and that's why I can't do that anymore. And that just, I don't buy that. We have a saying at the clinic, don't let age be your cage. And that's because we have seen people be out of shape in their 50s. And I have a patient who is the oldest person in the world to climb the 6 highest peaks in the world. He owns the Guinness Book of World Records. I have an 83-year-old who rode in the Tour de France at 83 years of age.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of people that are doing these things, but they didn't start until they're in their 50s or 60s. The gentleman with the world record holder didn't start until he was 60. And so there's a lot that we can do at a much later stage, and I'm not a fan of excuses. So I like to step away from that drift and engage, and whatever that looks like for you, I want to say one other thing, because some people make things a lot harder than they have to. So if you want to read something that inspires you, that pushes you, you don't have to do the whole book in 1 week. You don't have to do the whole book in one night. If you know what you're looking for this season and say, I want a happy, healthy season, go in and grab the book, skim through it, and look for the words that you need right there to just help you in the moment and dive into that. If you know what you're looking for, there might be one chapter of a book that serves you, and that's okay to just read that one chapter, that one paragraph. 10 minutes will serve you.
On my birthday list, one of my books that I want is a Dallas Willard book. It's called A Life Without Lack, and it's on Psalm 23, just wanting to know how to rest in the provision and the goodness of God. And I don't know who first said it, but someone once said, over time, our choices, our lives run parallel, but over time, our choices will either promote us or expose us. And that's just true. The things you're repeatedly thinking, saying, doing, over time, it'll show, are they making you healthier? Are they making you sicker? Are they making you weighed down and bogged down by worry? Are you taking flight? And that's what we want so much for you. And literally, if you could look at this holiday season and think, okay, do I have 4 hours a week to exercise? I'm telling you, you do. You could find it. And what it'll pay you back is dividends, right?
Absolutely.
So that's engage. That's the E in the acronym REST. The S, all right, steward what God has entrusted you. Because the holidays, I mean, as Christians, it's not just for the holidays. We are meant to be flow-through accounts of God's blessing. And Andy Crouch is a guest I've had on plenty of times, and I love his question. He says, who flourishes because I have power? And I think in a day during the holidays is when people are really excited, or not excited, but they're open to things of faith. And so it is a time to be so generous and say, it's because of Jesus, he's been generous with me. But talk about stewarding what God has trusted to you and what that looks like.
So for me, that really speaks to just intention. So what is your intention as you are in this action phase? And with intention and discernment, you can steward what God's given you for this season. So those are the two big areas that we want to really hit on the stewarding part of it. So walking into the season, be very, very discerning as far as what you prayed for and you've just given it to God. He's got it. He's good now. Now prepare yourself. What does that look like? So what do I need to do? So here's the biggest challenge people have with this is that during this season, there's conflict within family. because of some schedules and all those other things. So here's what I want to say. With intention and with really good discernment, it's okay to say no. We have to be able to say no. Now, there's an art to saying no to the people we love. If that's the case, it's okay to say yes. You have to know what to say no to and what to say yes to. And helping or having more clarity and more focus over what you're looking for this season will help you know what to say no to instantly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to say no. So many people, when I work with them, they have a fear of letting their family down. They have a fear of letting people down. And they have a fear of saying no to people. So they overschedule themselves, they overcommit, and then they leave the season exhausted. And when you are stressed and tired, guess what we crave? Salt sugar. And sugar. Yep. Mm. And guess what's more than abundant this season?
Salt and sugar. Mm.
So guard your thoughts, watch your yeses, watch your nos, make sure they come out. And when you say no, sometimes for those that are hard, those people-pleasing types, I hear they exist, and just it can be hard. And this first time, it might feel like you're trying to break through a big, you know, iron door, and you come out just screaming no.
Yeah.
But the reality is, there's a good way to do it. So, you know, saying thank you so much for the invite. We're a little overstretched this season, so I'm gonna have to pass this time. But I'd love to get together with you maybe next fall.
That's so good.
Or not next fall.
Yeah,
May and January.
Yeah.
You don't have to push out a year.
2022 is looking really good for me.
I'm wide open.
You know, I'm. But so we're talking stewarding your schedule, stewarding your gifts, and even stewarding what God's entrusted that somebody else needs. You know, people are especially open, as I said, to the things of God. And there are people who need your help. You can't help everybody, but you can help some people. Maybe there's a shut-in in your neighborhood. You know, there's a homeless shelter nearby you can go serve. But be on assignment in the holiday season, because God has an assignment for you. And finally, the T with this REST acronym is to trust God with the stuff that normally stresses you. We got about a minute and a half on this one. So we're saying enjoy God, enjoy the season, enjoy your loved ones, as Dr. Troy is saying. But then pay attention to what's stressing you and engage on a deeper level and trust God, because it's good for your soul and it'll change your holidays.
Yes, and kind of like exactly what you're just saying, if you have made the prayer and you've surrendered it to God and it's in His control right now and He's giving it back to you and you're preparing yourself to receive, part of that is if you're not saying yes over committing, then now you are available for God to do His work. And so He may put it on your heart to go talk to the person over there that needs saved. He may put it on your heart to do whatever. Be open to the fact that it's not going to look like what you want it to look like. It's what God Amen. Knows what it's going to work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way we can do that is when we ask a question, we got to be silent and we've got to be looking for what God wants us to do. And that's how you'll feel good in the season and honor God at the same time.
Oh, that's so good. All right, folks, now the phone lines open. We're going to take our break here. One of the first questions came in. I just said, this person has spoken Dr. Troy's love language. Says, there are a lot of diets on the market, but I'm looking for a lifestyle change. That's his love language right there. Where is the best place to start? Good resources, websites. Dr. Troy loves your questions, so we're going to grab that next. Phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. You can either call or text. And if you're shy about getting on the air, just say, I'm shy about getting on the air, but here's my question, and they'll pass it along. So more with Dr. Troy in just a moment. That song play out. This is what I want for you so very, very much. For you to enter into this holiday season with a whole different mindset where you're deciding ahead of time, I'm not running the rat race because God has called me to the sacred pace. So I'm going to say no to some things. I'm going to say yes to the right things. I'm not going to eat everything, but I'm going to enjoy some things. I'm going to enjoy some time with the Lord. So I wrote up this acronym, REST. Remember and rest in the goodness of God. E is engage, mind, body, spirit. S is steward what God has entrusted to you, and T is trust God with the stuff that stresses you. And our dear Carissa made up a beautiful Christmas graphic, and you'll find that on the blog and audio page once the live show goes to podcast. But Dr. Troy's in studio today answering questions, so we're going to start taking them now. The phone lines are open, 877-933-2484, text or call. So this dear listener, as I said before the break, knows Dr. Troy's love language. So it says, thank you, Susie and Dr. Troy. There are a lot of diets on the market, but I'm looking for a real lifestyle change. Where's the best place to start? Good resources, website, what do you say?
So, yes, I love this question because this is, especially in today's age, not what people are looking for. And this is what I think is the long-term solution in a lot of the health components. So, first of all, what I'm going to say is there is no one diet for everyone. And so I'm going to break it down into three segments. And this is really, I do a whole talk on this all day long, an 8-hour course on this. So I'm going to do the 60-second version. Unless, do I have 8 hours on the air?
Let's
can
just
I
do it. Yeah. Let's just hang out. You go.
So I'm going to break it down into three sections. First of all, you want to look at what foods you're reacting to that are causing inflammation in your digestive system. And that's different for everyone. And it can be different at different times. For example, if you have candida or an infection in the intestinal tract because you were put on antibiotics and it didn't heal properly, then just sugar can cause inflammation. So generally speaking, sugar is going to be an inflammatory food right out of the gates. Then you want to look at what foods you're reacting to. Those have to be pulled out of your diet because they cause inflammation, which then disrupts your ability to digest food. Secondly, after that, there are a couple base diets that are the best. Right now, the Mediterranean diet, if I just had to say do one diet, I would say do Mediterranean diet or a modified Mediterranean diet if you've pulled out the food reactants.
Hmm.
The other one is, and this is more of a diet secondary to the consequences of the world we live in right now, and that's ketogenic. I do like the ketogenic diet, but that is a swing the pendulum back to a midline type of diet that we have to use for people that have been exposed to a lot of our environmental toxins. Once the ketogenic diet brings things back to a midline, then I like a modified Mediterranean diet after that again. Now, thirdly, we're looking at there's a component of intermittent fasting and eating every 2 hours or frequent eating. Genetically, certain people will do better with one or the other. So find out what works for you, and then that's the third phase. Once you've identified what foods are inflammatory, how well you do with the Mediterranean diet, modified Mediterranean diet or the ketogenic diet, and then whether or not you do better with intermittent fasting or eating every 2 hours, identifying those three things will get you into routine. You have to pay attention to your body. It will start to tell you what's working for you, what's not. And then don't be afraid that if something doesn't work, just check it off, and you've just built awareness. Slowly, slowly make changes, and that's how you get to a lifestyle. What I tell my patients all the time is, in the beginning, there can be ups and downs, but what we want to get you to is to a point where you say to yourself and to me, Dr. Troy, I can do this diet for the rest of my life, and I'd be okay.
Wow.
So two things have to be. After you say that, we have to have two things. We have to make sure it's still healthy for you. And a couple years from now, you're still saying the same thing. When you get to that point where you say, I could live my entire life like this and I sign off on it's healthy or you know it's healthy, we're good. And that's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as any type of resources, one of my other favorite books it's a recipe book that talks about where our food came from. And it's called Nourishing Traditions. And so there's a lot of good information in there about the food, where it came from. And this is the food in its real form. And it's how God made it. And you've heard me say a few times here, if God made it, it's good. If man's altered it, just beware. And so you want to stick to a whole food diet. And the last thing I'm going to say is cleanliness matters. And we have so many chemicals in our food right now that if you can go organic, do it. It's becoming cheaper and cheaper and cheaper to do. But we now know that glyphosates, Roundup, and pesticides, not only are they bad for us, they damage our cytochrome P450 in our liver system, which is what helps us detoxify other chemicals. So these chemicals are in genetically modified foods. They're in unclean foods. And right now we're seeing the consequences with the company Monsanto is being sued. It got sold. Monsanto sold to Bayer only because Bayer was large enough to be able to absorb all of the lawsuits that are coming their way because of the damage it's doing to us. So it is very, very important. And we've seen this in the healthcare world 15 years ago, and it's just now coming to the forefront of our news and our media. So clean food matters. If you have disrupted your ability to detoxify, then you'll start reacting to all food, and eventually we can't even eat a certain number of calories, and all food's not good for us. So we want to make sure the food is as clean as possible. And guess what? You can get it very, very cost effectively. And if you can't afford the organic food, then you buy organic, but buy less of it and try the intermittent fasting first, because then you'll be eating less.
Wow, very good. That's fantastic. We've received this question a number of times, and an anonymous caller called in about it as well. So it's time we address it, wanting to have you speak about ED, which is erectile dysfunction. What do you say?
So this is becoming more and more popular, and there's a couple things you have to look at first. So number one, we have to make sure blood sugar is balanced. So we need to make sure there's no diabetes. So blood sugar that's elevated can start to cause ED. Insulin resistance can start to cause ED as well. So we like to see insulin around 6.5 is ideal and optimal. And so we have to make sure those two scenarios are good. By far, the most important component with ED is cardiovascular dysfunction. So not a lot of people have put that together.
Interesting.
And the docs, for whatever reason, don't necessarily treat that, but they are of the same scenario for most of the people. So most of the people that we have seen, probably 80% of our patients, it's all cardiovascular. So for us, we've fixed a lot of ED by just balancing three things. The third one I'm going to talk about in a second. But the cardiovascular is the panel we run. So we run a panel looking at the really small, dense lipoproteins. So HDL, LDL is the cholesterol. The traditional panel doesn't break them down. There's actually six different types of LDL and multiple different types of HDLs. When you break them down and see the ratios, you can see where there's a problem in the cardiovascular system. So not only do we end up helping with the ED, but we help prevent further cardiovascular disease risk. So if cardiovascular...
would almost be a symptom of something that could be a later bigger
issue. It's coming, yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's literally going to be happening later. So it's one of those things where you're preventing a lot of future cardiovascular stroke and heart disease risk by addressing it now. But it's also why you have to be careful. You hear about a lot of guys who end up having heart attacks when they are taking medications. And that's one of the side effects of the medications that help with ED is heart attacks. Well, the reason is the real problem is the cardiovascular dysfunction in the first place. So you fix the insulin, which goes with cardiovascular disease and diabetes as well, and you work on the cardiovascular side of it. And then the only other thing that can interfere is stress. So a high acute stress. So we have men in their 20s that have ED that we treat all the time, and that's usually stress first and some blood sugar, insulin second, and then the cardiovascular. And as you get older, it goes from cardiovascular primary to the other two. So with the stress, we deplete a hormone called DHEA. DHEA gets converted to testosterone. Testosterone goes down. It can affect a bunch of pathways that actually help us with our ability to have an erection and perform properly. But the other side of it is, you've heard me talk about this a lot, when we're in what we call fight or flight, we can't be in rest and digest. The one part I leave out on that is part of the rest and digest nervous system is it helps us with our sleep. It helps us with our digestive system, but it also helps us with our intimacy. So again, fight or flight, a tiger's chasing you and your body says, go, 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 get out of here. All the blood and oxygen goes to your arms and muscles so you can run away or you can fight. If a tiger's chasing you, horrible time to sit down and take a nap or eat lunch or become intimate with your significant other, right? So those systems don't work when we're in a high-stress fight-or-flight state. So people with sleep disorders can get ED or stress can get ED. And in your 20s, it's almost always stress, insulin, and then cardiovascular. And in our 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's almost always cardiovascular with the exception of stress and sleep apnea. They go together. So fix the sleep disorder, look at the cardiovascular, and balance the blood sugar. And I know that was fast, but that's about a two-minute version of, again, a larger topic. But you can do a lot with that.
I have a follow-up question about that. How connected is low T with ED? Are there two different things, right?
They are. So, but it's part of it. So that is a potential sign of a stress response. So the low T can be part of DHEA S. The S stands for sulfur. And so people who have some level of toxicity get their sulfur depleted, and then they don't have the DHEA, and it can't be converted into testosterone. So there's a lot of things that cause the low T. Mold, SIRS, causes low T in men. Wow. So there are many things. Anything that affects our pituitary and then the hormone MSH, melanocyte-stimulating hormone, can eventually affect testosterone in men. But stress is by far the most common one, and not just mental stress, but the sleep disorders and the intestinal inflammation can lower your testosterone.
Interesting. Okay. A few minutes before our final break here, but a dear listener wrote in and said her granddaughter tested for an egg allergy and they gave her an EpiPen, and she wants to know, will she outgrow this? And what do you say about that?
So a lot of times they do outgrow the egg allergies. That's one of the ones that we do see start off young, that you can outgrow. I had one myself. And this is kind of close to hits the best year on me as far as how it can impact you. The other thing is to be aware of different types of things that have eggs, and a lot of shots have eggs. You can get vaccines and flu shots without egg in them, and they're starting to make them now. But when I was a child myself, a baby, I got a vaccine and had a seizure instantly, and the doctor said never ever get a vaccine again. Well, it turns out in my young 20s, I found out that I had a severe egg allergy. And so that was part of it, they think, and the conclusion I came to. But I have seen that people who have significant egg allergies, they can start to become deficient in choline. And choline is really important for the myelin of our nerves and for detoxification. And so it's important to just keep an eye on development as well, and make sure there's enough choline in the diet from other sources, but avoid things that have egg in them because they can be damaging. And even if it's not an anaphylactic shock, an IgE shock, if your immune system is creating antibodies against egg, there, if there's anything else foreign that's given at the same time, like in vaccines or flu shots when they're not clean, then your immune system can start to develop antibodies against those things as well. And some of them are good, some of them are bad. We just have to be very, very discerning with that.
So they could actually ask for a shot that's egg-free.
Yes. Yeah. If they're looking to get one, they can do that.
Wow. So I see a few more questions have come in, so I'm going to go through those during our break here. I'm talking to Dr. Troy Spurl. He is the founder, CEO of Synapse Center for Health and Healing, located in Eagan, Minnesota. We've got one more segment here to answer your questions, and we're going to do just that. We'll be back in a minute.
Every day, every breath, every moment I'm living, every beat of my heart, every morning I'm giving, I'm a soul, soul, grateful soul, lost in wonder.
Man, we have fun in studio. Thanks for tuning into Middays. Isn't that a great song? I love it. Undeniable love. It's Middays, and we have our good friend Dr. Troy Spurl in studio once a month to talk about health and the healing process. And today, specifically at the beginning of the show, we are talking about how to go into the holidays different this year, where you practice some restraint, where you engage your faith, where you spend time with God, you get some exercise, you say no to excess, so that when you face the new year, January 1st, you feel fresh, you feel energized, you feel ready for the new year. You don't feel bogged down and toxic. And this, dear listener, let me back up here. I've developed this little acronym, REST. R is remember and rest in the goodness of God. So just rehearse His goodness this holiday season. E is engage mind, body, and spirit. So read some good books, get some exercise, extend your time with the Lord. S is steward what God has entrusted to you. So you can't help everybody, but help some people. Steward your schedule, steward your space, what God has entrusted to you. And T is trust God with the stuff that stresses you. So this dear listener, I love this. She says, great advice. She said, I found the holidays are the best time to get on a diet. Helps me to stay in control of my eating and not crave sweets. I recently heard the phrase, if you can't eat just one, well, then one is too many. She said, it helps me to say no to the, oh, maybe just one, which starts me down a bad path. Also, I view my efforts as being multiplied since I don't gain the extra 10 pounds. So if I lose 5, it's as though I've lost 15. Well, I love that mindset. What did you say, Dr. Troy, that most people gain their weight like for the year in these 2 months of November, December?
Yeah, actually 3 months. So October, November, wow. and December is where 80% of the waking in Americans, that's when it occurs.
Wow.
Those
October,
3 months.
November, December. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Sharon calling from St. Paul with a question for you, Doc. Hey, Sharon, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Dr. Troy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of a unique situation. Maybe you can help me out. I'm a recovering SIBO person. I eat clean, and I don't eat sugar. I don't eat flour. I don't drink pop. I don't smoke. I don't drink. None of those things. But in the morning when I wake up, I just absolutely tingle from head to toe. And I'm in so much pain that I'm actually in a fetal position.
Mm.
And sometimes I'm wincing from pain. And then once I get myself out of bed, I'm fine for the whole day. I just, it's a mystery. I'm kind of chasing my tail here about, you know, what could this be? This morning was especially difficult. So, you have any questions for me?
No. What you described is almost textbook for when we see people with lymphatic congestion. And so let me just walk through a little bit of what we normally see. So SIBO can take anywhere from 30 days to 60 days to get on top of. But what set up the SIBO in the first place can take years sometimes. So the aspects of what you're describing is lymphatic congestion. Lymph is literally means fast-flowing river or fast-flowing waters in Greek. And it's our way of detoxifying. When you are not moving, the river system is sluggish and slows down. When you get up and start moving around, the muscle contraction pushes the lymph. And so when you have lymph that's kind of stagnant or not moving, it kind of spills over into the other areas. And that's the body aches and pains. And so your body is not cleansing all that well at this point. The only ways to get it out of the body are to go through the liver, through the kidneys, lungs, or bowels. And so, and skin. So sometimes people like this do well with an infrared sauna at home and can start that process of detoxification. Continue to drink water during the day, early day. And the more exercise and movement you have during the day, the better it is at nighttime, especially if the diet's good. You want to make sure of two other things. Leaky gut is not present. And with SIBO, it's very, very common to get buildup of candida or fungus in the intestinal tract. And when that happens, you can become high in oxalates. Oxalates are little crystals. They can form, if they get into your system, they can actually go through the kidneys and cause kidney stones. So if you've ever had a kidney stone, then that would kind of confirm that. But oxalates, they get into our joints and they hang out and they can cause discomfort is the way of saying it. But what you're describing is mostly a pure lymph. So lymphatic massage, dry brushing, and other lymph treatments are very, very good, including infrared. And one of the things that we want to make sure is that there's not a sleep disorder involved with this as well, because our lymph system at nighttime gets activated in the brain and pulls out a lot of the problems in the head, but only when we get into that deep sleep mode. So you can start to look at whether or not there's a sleep disorder. Do you remember your dreams? Do you wake up feeling refreshed? Could you take a nap the next day? Are three nice indicators to make sure that you're sleeping okay. And that those nerves that are associated with that are very important to stimulate the stomach, which helps make stomach acid. SIBO happens because of a dysfunctional regulation of your digestive system from the nerves, low stomach acid, and ileocecal valve. Other than the sleep disorder, stress can cause low stomach acid. It generally happens as we age anyway, so you have to support that. And zinc deficiency is the other one. So if you have white spots in your fingernails, if your immune system's a little compromised during the season, that's a sign of zinc deficiency. Apple cider vinegar helps tremendously before going to bed to help get into that deep sleep and restore the stomach so that the next day you can move and it can slowly clean out the lymph system. So certain things at our clinic, we'll actually check with a bioimpedance analysis how much lymph you have that's in excess. Some gyms have that as well. So if you can get your lymph system assessed, that's probably what you're dealing with. But just hang in there, because after SIBO and after eating as well as you are right now, it does take months to start to get the lymph system out if you're in your 30s or 40s. If you're slightly beyond that, it could take a little longer. It's just about being consistent with it. And you can measure your calves and your legs and your arms and see if they start to go down a little bit as far as making gains on the lymph. That's another way of doing it.
You know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I really like Bragg's apple cider vinegar. It's organic. It's really rich. And so, Sharon, like, you could take a couple tablespoons of that, maybe a tablespoon of organic honey and hot water, and it really doesn't taste bad. It's super healthy for you. Also, Kev got me an infrared sauna over a decade ago to manage joint pain in the winter. Little did I know what a gift it would be for this detox process. Now, we paid $1,000 for that all those years ago, but I have a friend who got one on eBay, just almost exactly like mine, for $300. So be looking for an infrared sauna. I'm such a huge advocate for that. What a difference it makes.
Yeah, we have, we just placed an order. I'm actually really excited. We ordered a new machine for a clinic, and it's got 10 different modalities in it. But it does ozone treatment with infrared sauna.
Nice.
And heats them up thermally, and it does a carbonic acid detox as well to help with the lymph system. So we're doing that for a lot of our patients for recovery stuff. So
imagine, Sharon, how well you will feel once you get that lymph system detox. That's something you can do. And
absolutely.
So movement and sweat, lots of water, apple cider vinegar, you can do this. So massage. We'll see if we can squeeze them. We've got a few minutes left. Hello, Dr. Troy, I have a question. I bite the sides of my mouth every day. Is there a vitamin deficiency that causes me to do this, or anxiety, stress? Also, I have vertical lines on my fingernails. What does this mean?
So my question would be whether or not the biting would be intentional, like, or by accident. So by intentional, I mean like reflexive, or if you're just chewing food and then you bite to the side. So if you're chewing food and you bite to the side, a lot of times that's because the jaw is slightly misaligned, and that comes from some other physical imbalances. But if there's any type of TMJ, if headaches are associated with it, that's more of a physical problem. If you are biting the sides of your cheeks, that's a habit scenario, and that is consistent with what we see with types of anxiety. But the ridges in the fingernails are interesting because that tells us one of two things. We're either dealing with a iron deficiency, which can be a type of anemia. Anemia can cause a reaction, a stress reaction, which causes you to bite your cheeks. It can also have people chew their fingernails, things like that. So sometimes when blood sugar or oxygen drops too low, we do these what we call nervous habits. So biting the cheeks is a nervous habit potentially. And so it could be the anemia. The other thing that the ridges on the lines on the fingernails could be is a different mineral imbalance or vitamin C, if there's any type of spooning associated with that. And that comes from infection, which we do see with gingivitis or a breakdown of or a problem in the actual teeth. So if there's any sensitive teeth or an infection in a root canal or anything like that, that's one of the things we actually see is the biting of the teeth. And a couple of shows back, we had a question about burning mouth syndrome. There was one thing I forgot to mention then, but I remembered on my drive home, is that it can be a movement disorder coming from an area of the brain called the basal ganglia that can cause both the burning mouth syndrome because of the tongue constantly scraping the roof of the mouth. And the same thing is true for the biting. If it's more on one side than the other, we can see that with a type of movement disorder as well. Dystonia.
Wow. Got about a minute left. Any final thoughts about this whole idea of how to go into the holidays so that you come out of the holidays really grateful for the choices you made?
I think it really boils down to preparation. I think that if you're listening to the show, it's a great time to stop, pause, and with intention, prepare yourself for the season. Look at and prioritize what matters to you, what matters to God, and just walk into the season with focus. Walk into the season with intention. And that's really how we want you to kind of take that next step. And I am a huge, huge fan of prayer. And so praying about it, praying for discernment, and then just listening. And just, I would love if people just shared how God worked with them
too.
And through them through the season when they walked with intention, and then how different that was for you coming out of it.
Maybe that's in January when you come back. Maybe we'll get some testimonies. We're looking for testimonies from you, friends. So go in with intentionality. Rest and rehearse the goodness of God. Engage body, mind, and spirit. Steward what God's entrusted you, and trust God with the stuff that stresses you. Tell yourself this year it's going to be different. Thanks for tuning in today. Thank you, Dr. Troy. We appreciate you so much, and we look forward to meeting with you next time. Have a really blessed and beautiful day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Middays with Susie Larson. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. And never miss a show.